今日选读经文是《哥林多前书》第11章17至34节。
The passage we'll be looking at today is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 to 34.
我哋先用中文读，用英文读出。
We'll first be reading this in Cantonese and then in English.
是《哥林多前书》11章，我哋去读。我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是招损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候各人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个醉酒。你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎样说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来，祝谢了被擘开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，直等到他来。所以无论何人，不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼、喝这杯。因为人吃喝若不分是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此你们中间有好些软弱的，或患病的，死的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。所以我弟兄们，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待，若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己取罪。其余的事我来的时候再安排。
First Corinthians.But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's supper that you eat.For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I receive from the Lord what I also deliver to you.That the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body,eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judge ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let them eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. But about the other things, I will give directions when I come. The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Communing with God in Christ, Part 2.
Last month, during Communion Sunday, we looked at some of the helpful ways to remember and recall the significance of the Lord's Supper.
在上個月的主日聖餐,我們都有看過什麼方法去幫助我們去記得和去看主日的聖餐的重要性。
As you'll see on our next slide, by way of review, we discussed that we should look back in remembrance. That's verses 24 and 25.
我上次看過就是說,我們看過的聖餐,我們去回顧,去記得,就是在24和25節。
We also should look up in thanksgiving to God. That's also verses 24 and 25.
同樣在24、25節,除了我們去望後,去記得神之外,我們要望上,去感謝神。
Third point we discussed was we should look around to make sure we're in a relationship of fellowship and love with the living God and his people, verses
17-22.
Today, we'll look at two more helpful ways to remember and recall the significance of the Lord's Supper.
而今天的早上,我们会看另外的两个方法去看,帮助我们去了解这个圣餐的重要性。
See those two towards the bottom of this slide on the screen. We should look in self-examination, verses
27-34.
Lastly, we should look forward to our Lord's coming again, verse
26.
First, as the next slide shows, what about self-examination, verse
27?
Read that to you once again. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord, and here's the key phrase, in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.
所以第27節那裡說到,再一次說到,所以無論何人不按理吃主的餅,喝主的杯,就是乾犯主的身,主的血了.
Now that phrase, in an unworthy manner, can be translated unworthily, and that's done in the New Living Translation, unworthily, which is an adverb, not an adjective, an adverb.
在经文当中,他说不按理吃主的饼,喝主的杯,不按理,也有其他的经书,也有讲解,就是说是不是我们应该值得的,或者我们应该有的,应该有的。
Like any language, grammar, sentence construction is just as important as each individual word.
我想我们看经文的时候,我们要看字眼。
It's not that you and I are worthy or unworthy. That's using that as an adjective.
不是说我们是否应该值得或者不值得去有这个饼,有没有这个杯。
As you see on the slide, it's a manner of our approach. How we approach the Lord's table.
他这个说的不按理吃主的饼,主的杯,是说的人当时的态度, 来到这个主的圣餐的时候。
Of course, other parts of scripture tell us we are unworthy, and that's why Jesus had to die for us.
是当然的，我们是不配得去领这个圣餐，因为我们是一帮罪人，所以耶稣基督要为我们去死。
But a verb is action, right? An adverb describes how. How do we come to the Lord's table?
所以就说我们当我们领这个圣餐的时候，我们怎样去来到这个圣餐前面？
There can be a worthy manner to approach the Lord's table.
所以我在这里讲到说，我们应该有一个正确的态度，应该有一个态度去来到这个圣餐。
And that approach is not based upon any supposed goodness in us.
这个态度不是说我们有什么内面，我们做了什么多好而来到这个前面。
You'll see on slide 4, what that phrase, worthy manner, is referring to is this. How can we possibly come to the Lord's table and say, I remember that he died for my sins, when in fact we're nurturing sin?
我们应该有个态度，不是说哦，我们记得主耶稣为到我们的罪而去死，但是我们仍然的继续去不断的犯罪。
See the problem?
大家看不到这个问题呢？
You're remembering that Jesus died because of your bitterness, because of your sinful tendencies.
我们口里面讲到说，我们记得耶稣基督为我们的罪而去死。
Yet you're saying, I'm remembering that he died to forgive me for all my hate and self-centeredness. Yes, I'm loving my hate and my self-centeredness.
我们讲到说，是啊，我们记得耶稣基督是为我们去死，去拯救我们，去宽恕我们，但是我们仍然的去讨害我们里面的憎恨，我们的自私。
Love what you hold on to.
我们喜爱我们所揸紧我们自己的东
西。You're holding on to hate and bitterness against someone, you're loving it.
我们仍然的去讨爱我们的内心里面的自我，仍然的去憎恨其他人。
If you're saying life's about you, you're self-centered and you're loving it.
我们仍然是讨爱我们自己，我们看着我们自己的自我。
You're not repenting. You're not believing.
既然你是这样的时候，我们是讨爱自己的时候，我们仍然的其实是未去认罪，我们仍然被去相信。
That's what Paul's trying to warn you here. That's approaching the Lord's table in an unworthy manner.
这个就是保罗他所说的不按理，意思就是说我们的态度，我们是一个错误的态度去来到领这个圣餐。
Of course, we are all sinners. Of course, we all need forgiveness.
当然我们每一个都是罪人，我们需要是有这个宽恕。
Bible makes absolutely clear in other places we're not ourselves worthy of the Lord loving us.
我们当然的我们知道就是我们是不值得神去所讨爱。
But as slide 5 says, we dare not approach a sacrament that focuses on Jesus' death in a manner in which we care little about how we're living. We care little about our sinful tendencies.
但我们不可以有一个错误的态度，这个态度就是说我们口讲话我们是相信主耶稣基督的死，我们记得主耶稣的死，但我们仍然的是不去理会我们自己不断犯罪的生命。
You're coming to commune with the risen Christ. You're not coming with a repentant heart.
我们来到这个圣餐前面，没有带着一个宽恕认罪的心。
You're still nurturing that sinful way that you're chained in your living.
我仍然带着一个带着罪的生命，爱罪的生命来到主的面前。
Do you see the seriousness of verse 27 and Paul's words to you?
所以大家看不到27节保罗所讲的这个字的重要性呢？
Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.
所以就话，无论何人不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。
So what then is the worthy manner in which we are to approach the Lord's table?
所以就话有乜嘢应该系一个应该啱嘅正确嘅态度去嚟到领呢个圣餐呢？
Well, as you'll see in slide 6, you have to examine yourself on how you've been living, how you've been living life.
所以话，当我哋领圣餐之前，就话我哋需要去自己去审查我哋自己嘅生命。
Are you mindful of living for the glory of God, or are you caught up in living for yourself?
就话我哋要审查我哋自己嘅生命，究竟我哋系咪为主而活，定系为我哋自己而活呢？
Yeah, verse 29 says, "If anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks what? Judgment."On himself.
所以就话喺个一章第二十九节就话，因为人吃喝若不分是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Of course, there have been times in the history of the church that verse 29 has been understood to mean to recognize the body of the Lord in the elements themselves.
而当然嘅系喺历史当中，好多人去睇个二十九节嘅时候，系睇到入边所讲嘅呢个饼。
When they did that, they thought somehow the bread becomes divine.
有啲人就觉得，哦，当我哋睇呢个嘅饼嘅时候，话呢个饼可能有特别嘅能力。
Now I don't think that's what Paul means.
但呢度其实唔系所保罗所嘅意思。
I don't think that's what Jesus meant when he said, "This is my body."
当耶稣基督佢攞住呢个饼嘅时候，佢唔系话，哦，呢个就系话我嘅身体，真系讲话呢个就系我嘅身体。
Take Jesus' words literally when he says elsewhere in the New Testament, I am the door, I'm the gate. You take that literally?
咁有时耶稣基督佢讲就话，哦，我系呢个嘅门，我系呢个嘅道路。咁系咪就话耶稣基督就系呢条路，呢条路咧？真系唔系，我哋唔可以就咁用字眼去睇。
No, you shouldn't. He's using those words as an analogy.
耶稣基督佢用呢啲嘅字眼话佢自己系一个呢个身体，佢呢个饼或者呢个门系用一个比喻嘅意思。
Others take verses 27-29 this to mean that the body here refers to the whole church。
亦都有啲人去讲就话，哦，二十九节所讲嘅主嘅身体系代表咗呢个间嘅全部嘅教会。
After all, the larger context of the passage shows that Paul is concerned for the way Christians treat each other.In the church,
系当然嘅。保罗系担心呢个嘅基督徒喺呢个众教会当中嘅生活。
Therefore, they say, verse 29 means anyone who eats or drinks without the body of the Lord, that is the whole church, where all the relationships are being worked out, eats and drinks judgment on himself.
所以有啲人就觉得就话，哦，当呢个主嘅身体意思即系话系全个教会，所以话佢话当我人人去睇就话，所以人去吃喝嘅时候唔分辨呢个教会嘅时候咧，就吃喝自己嘅罪。
Now that understanding is possible in a larger context of the passage。
吓，我哋睇嘅时候可能会有啲人会咁睇。
But if I'm understanding the flow of the argument properly to the sacraments of verse 27-29, it's simpler. It's simpler than that.
所以当我睇经文时候，其实我睇翻前文后理，我睇翻27-29节。
As you see on slide 7, Jesus is simply saying, "Recognize the body, the blood of the Lord."
所以耶稣基督好，其实好简单就讲话，除非你认清楚主耶稣神嘅佢嘅身体同埋佢嘅血。
These elements point to making you remember the body and blood.Of the Lord Jesus,
就系当佢耶稣基督佢系指住呢个嘅饼同埋呢个杯，系表明咗佢嘅身体同埋佢嘅宝血。
How can you take these elements without doing that, without reflecting on that?
所以耶稣基督就讲话，当你去领呢个饼、呢个杯嘅时候，你要记得佢嘅佢嘅所有嘅牺牲同埋佢嘅舍血。
Can you really say in truth that you remember when you're cherishing and nourishing the sin that shows you've forgotten it?
当我哋去讲话，我哋要去，我哋会系记得佢嘅身体，我哋记得佢嘅牺牲，佢嘅宝血。但我哋我哋嘅生命嘅时候，其实我哋系咪净系去记住我哋去犯罪咧？
that be blasphemy?
我哋当佢讲嘅时候，系咪其实系得罪神呢？
That, yes, Lord Jesus, I accept your forgiveness. Now, let me go out and sin.
我哋系咪其实得罪神呢？若然我哋话我哋系去接受咗神嘅宽恕嘅时候，但我仍然嘅过住一个犯罪嘅生命。
But isn't that what we're doing when we come before the Lord and take these elements, proclaiming that we remember, and then we're daydreaming?
我哋系咪有时都系咁做咧？我哋去领呢个饼、呢个杯嘅时候，我哋其实系咪又系发紧梦咁样咧
？That shows we really want to cling to what? To our sinful habits and behaviors rather than repenting and forsaking them.
我哋系咪真系有去记住耶稣基督嘅嘅生命，佢嘅宝血咧？定系我哋想去揸紧住我哋呢个犯罪嘅生命咧
？Holy Communion is a time and opportunity for self-examination.
所以圣餐系一个好好嘅时间，让我哋自己嘅反省。
Scripture say very clearly, a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup.
所以圣经入边好清楚讲到话，当我哋领嘅圣餐之前，我哋需要去自我嘅省察。
The death of our Lord Jesus has brought us into God's family, so that we call Him Father. We call each other's brothers and sisters of the faith.
因为耶稣基督嘅死将我哋带到主入边嘅生命。嘅家庭，让我哋能够叫天父叫做阿爸父，叫我哋侧边嘅弟兄姊妹。
If by our behavior we despise, hurt, humiliate one another, we sin against the sacrifice of Jesus' body and blood. That's what verse 27 spells out.
第27节讲到就话，既然我哋嘅我哋嘅行为仍然嘅都系去互相嘅去得罪对方，我哋其实系得罪咗主耶稣基督嘅佢嘅牺牲、佢嘅身体、佢嘅宝血。
This danger may be increased when linked with a common meal, as verse 29 says.
咁喺29节讲就话，咁佢更加嘅情况当我哋去领嘅圣餐嘅时候更加重要。
Some may come with the wrong motivation, verse 34.
在34節講就話，有啲人嚟到呢個聖餐之前，我係帶住一個錯誤嘅動機。
That word sick or ill in verse 30 literally means powerless. It's saying, you know, when you're sick, when you're really sick, you're in bed, you're powerless, right? You can't move, you can't do anything.
喺30節講有患病嘅。
And the word falling asleep in verse 30 is a reference to Christians who have died.
亦都系讲到话入边当中，若然你有错误嘅态度嚟嘅时候，有啲人会系跌倒，或者有啲人会死亡。
Now what the Apostle Paul says here is not to be exaggerated。
当中保罗所讲嘅冇去夸张。
Be foolish to suggest that every time a Christian, the time a Christian is weak, ill, or dies is an account of a particular sin。
你呢度讲到话，唔系讲到话哦，当基督徒系软弱时候，或者病倒或者死，系因为佢哋嘅个罪。
At the same time, we must recognize that God, in His grace and mercy, may judge His people during their lifetime in this world, so to spare them from the final judgment, as verse 32 tells us.
但系亦都系同一时间，系有时神系会。我哋需要去了解就话神系因着佢嘅恩典系会因着我哋所犯嘅罪系会惩罚我哋。
Verses 30 and 32, the Lord's Supper reminds us of covenantal judgment.
圣餐系帮助我哋去了解一个最终呢个嘅审判。
That's loving judgment in the context of a committed relationship.
呢个所讲嘅审判系因着我哋同神嘅一个亲密嘅关系。
Some do not examine themselves as they come before the Lord。
所以话有啲人喺32节讲到话，有啲人系冇去省察自己嘅生命。
Some take of these elements, the bread and the wine, and nurture their sin。
有啲人喺当中入边，佢冇去省察自己嘅生命，而去领攞呢个饼同埋呢个杯，佢哋会食。
And Apostle Paul says, that's why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep.
所以当中讲就话，佢话因此你们中间有好些软弱或患病的，死的也不少。
If we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment.
所以我哋如果我哋冇去分别我哋自己认清楚自己嘅时候，我哋会系受到呢个惩罚。
We are judged in this way by the Lord. We are being disciplined so that we will not finally be condemned with the world.
所以就话我哋需要去自己去审查我哋自己，我哋分别自己，我哋系咪吃喝自己嘅罪，仍然系过住一个犯罪嘅生命呢？若然系咁嘅时候，我哋需要自己审查，我哋去小心，好叫我哋唔好日后得到呢个审判。
Or to put that in another way, it's God's loving chastisement.
所以就话系因为神爱我哋嘅缘故。
Wants you to truly repent and believe in Him.
神系想我哋去悔改，想我哋去相信佢。
Hear what the text is saying to you.
大家听唔听到究竟个经文同你讲嘅说话咧？
Paul is actually saying that some instances of illness in the congregation and some instances of actual death are nothing less than the Lord's explicit judgment on those who dare to approach the Lord's table lightly.
因为其实经文所讲就话有些人因为过住他们领日圣餐的时候，他们抱着一个错误的态度、错误的动机，所以他们去吃到，他们承受了自己的的惩罚，就有些人会跌倒，有些人会患病，甚至有些人会死。
As slide 8 will show you, God doesn't want his people to be condemned with the world, so he may issue temporal judgments to clean up the church.
所以神不想他的子民去受到最终的审判，所以在当时的教会，神给到他们有一个的惩罚。
Now certainly I know that such language frightens us.
我看到这个，当时我看到这个经文的时候，看下去好像很恐怖。
It's also surely the case, and we must insist that not every instance of sickness, and certainly not every death, is a direct result of some specific disobedience or sin.
而当然嘅，我哋都系睇就话，唔系话每一个嘅罪或者每一个嘅死亡或者每一个嘅疾病系因住我哋所谓嘅犯罪。
And we know that clearly from the Gospel of John.
咁我哋喺个约翰福音嘅入边有讲到。
In John's Gospel, in John chapter 5, the man who was 38 years paralyzed is paralyzed because of his sins.
是在约翰福音第五章讲的，就说有个人他已经是瘸腿了38年，他瘸腿因为是他的罪。
However, just a few chapters later, John 9, the man who was born blind, has not been born blind because of any explicit sin that either he or his parents committed.
你刚才讲话喺个约翰福音第五章讲到话，一个咩嗰人去犯罪，所以佢过咗38年，佢去残疾。但喺约翰福音第九节讲到就话，有个人去佢出世已经系盲咗啦，但系佢因为佢盲，唔系因为佢嘅罪，亦都唔系话佢父母犯咗咩罪。
There's no one-to-one connection between sickness and some specific sin.
一个人嘅问题唔系特别系因为佢所有嘅罪。
But that doesn't rule out the fact that in some instances, some explicit sickness and even death may be a direct result of a specific sin.
但有啲嘅罪係真係因著一啲嘅犯罪嘅緣故。
You looked at the scriptures, account after account in scripture and also in church history. It's a sign of God's mercy and power in the church when such things take place.
但当我哋睇经文，我哋一段咁睇唔同嘅书卷去睇嘅时候，我哋都系睇到就话，有呢啲事嘅发生，有呢啲嘅事嘅审判，亦都睇到神嘅恩典、神嘅能力。
Find a terrible distancing when God simply says, "All right, do it your way. Let's see what happens."
因为人去犯罪嘅时候，入边经文都讲到就话，好，神会可能会话，你哋想做就想做啦，我哋俾你睇下，自己去犯罪。咁你哋有咩后果
？Be thankful that His love is so that He doesn't just let us wander off, often doing our own way of living.
但我哋要去感謝神。如果神係真係成日都係咁做嘅時候，我哋會受到好大嘅懲罰。
Yet there are exceptions, caveats, like the death of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5:1-11.
但有時神係因著一啲預告係俾我哋去學習，就好似喺經文喺呢個嘅出埃及記第五章呢個亞拿尼亞同埋撒非撒都係有個死亡。
Ananias and Sapphira were struck dead for lying to the Holy Spirit about how much a piece of property which they own, which they sold.
但係因為佢兩夫婦佢哋去講大話，佢哋賣咗一啲嘅田地，但係佢哋講大話，佢哋其實賺咗幾多錢，去受到呢個應當嘅懲罰。
Their problem surrounded pretense.
嚇！佢哋去之前佢哋咁樣犯罪。
They both wanted to appear as if they were more generous than they actually were.
他们想可以做到说，哦，他们卖了个产地，他们很慷慨去捐钱出来。
Who knows why? Maybe they crave the praise of others because of their doing good for the Lord.
他们很似扮到很慷慨去捐钱出来的时候，去虚问人家，给到他们的赞赏。
You know that they were pretending.To be more virtuous in character than they actually were.
但其實佢哋只係假扮，讓到人哋得到俾佢睇到好似佢哋好好咁樣。
If you're not familiar with Acts 5, Ananias noticed Barnabas sold a plot of land and gave the money to the apostles.
如果你唔係熟悉嘅時候，當我哋睇翻呢個嘅出埃S 嘅時候，佢就話當時佢係去睇到巴拿巴佢係去買一個地嘅時候，去將佢嘅錢去俾到呢個嘅門徒。
He didn't plead with the Lord and say, "God, give me a heart that is generous. Give me a heart that can walk open-handed with what you've given to me."
但係亞拿尼亞冇去同好似人哋咁樣，佢冇去求神就話啊，俾我嘅心有一個嘅慷慨嘅心去俾到去，讓我能夠去慷慨去施勸俾人哋。
Ananias instead craved for the applause of people, not of God.
但亞拿尼亞反而嘅佢希望人哋去讚賞佢，唔係話希望神去讚賞佢。
That means he sought glory for himself rather than to glorify God.
我希望在众人面前得到一个赞赏，不是说给到神给他有一个赞赏。
According to the text in Acts 5, his problem was he schemed.
就说跟住就说在个第五章讲就说这个是他的布局。
That's Peter's accusation as he confronts Ananias.
就是彼得他当时怎样去责骂这个亚利利亚。
Confronts him and says, "Why did you scheme like this?"
Peter 就责骂佢，点解你去咁嘅诡诈去呃人呢？
Then Peter confronts Sapphira, his wife. Why did you agree to this scheme?
但系亚利利亚佢自己就反而去推责，就话佢同佢太太讲就话，点解你又去赞同呢个嘅计划呢？
And what was that scheme?Ananias said, "I know what I'll do. I'll fake sell, keep some money for myself, and then I'll act as if I gave it all to the Lord."
亚利利亚就自己去承认就话，我知道我会点做，我想就系要去人哋得赏我，所以我就假扮去呢个买卖，就话咗我将我买卖嘅钱全部交出嚟俾人哋，但其实佢自己就只系将一部分嘅钱。去交出，去慷慨。
And according to Acts 5, God takes their lives for that.
如果你听经文的时候就讲就话，因为他们所有的诡诈，神就是杀了他们两个。
Yeah. God loves the church. He sets himself against those who will destroy it.
神是爱他的教会，但也是要去保护他所有的爱的教会。
He brings judgment upon his people because he wants us to be pure and holy.
神去喜爱教会，将呢个审判临到呢啲破坏教会嘅人，因为佢系个，因为佢系想我哋得到呢个嘅清洁。
The Lord's Supper is a time of covenantal judgment.
所以话圣餐亦都系带来一个时间俾我哋一个审判。
That means it's a loving judgment. He wants you to turn, to repent, turn away from your sinful ways and turn back to believe in Him.
所以神是希望我们能够有这个的改变，去认罪，去相信祂。
Look in, reflect, self-examine your life before the Lord.
所以领圣餐之前，我们需要自己去向内望，去自我审查自己的生命。
Secondly, what should we look forward to?
第二就话，当我领受圣餐的时候，我要向前去望乜嘢咧？
Well, verse 26 says, "We should look forward to our Lord's coming again."
就话嗰度就话，当我哋领受圣餐的时候，我哋应该向前望，去寄望就神会再一次翻嚟。
And according to that verse, what's He going to bring when He comes again?
就讲就话，究竟神去再一次翻嚟嘅时候，佢会带到啲乜嘢咧
？Bring a supper, a feast。
神话佢会再嚟嘅时候，会俾到一个嘅筵席。
Slide 9, Revelation 9:9 makes that clear. Then the angel said to me, "Write this: Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." And he added, "These are the true words of God."
在这个的启示录讲，我就说，天使吩咐我说，我要写下来，被邀请参加羔羊宴席的人有福了。他又说，还是上帝口说的，千真万确。
Couple chapters later in Revelation 21:3-5, which is on the next slide, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look!God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new.Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true."
喺《启示录》第二十一章三至五节度讲到就话，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：看啊，神的帐幕在人中间，在人间，他们要与人相同住，他们要作他的子民，神要亲自与他们同住，作他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有哀哭。苦痛，因为以前的事都过去了。在宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说，我要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
Get to the new heavens and the new earth, it's a supper.
就话当呢个新天新地嘅时候，就有呢个筵席。
That's so. It's because pain is gone, crying is gone.Sad tears are gone.
因为当有一个新天新地的时候，已经再没有一个痛苦、哭泣和眼泪。
It will be a fullness of joy.
当新天新地的时候，只会充满着这个快乐。
The deepest longings of your heart, whatever they are, will be completely satisfied. You'll be full.
就话我哋所期望嘅，我哋所嘅期望嘅心，我哋喜乐嘅心，系完全会充满。
No more emptiness ever again。
喺新天新地嘅时候，再没有一个空虚。
There will be the ultimate supper, the feast of feast。
就话会带住一个筵席嚟到当中。
Partake today of the Lord's supper. God is getting you ready.He's getting you ready for the future bliss.
所以话我哋将来有一个新天新地嘅时候，有一个大嘅筵席。而今天我哋所领呢个圣餐，就俾同我哋睇到将来系点样。
You take the Lord's Supper. God is whispering to you. He says, "I am unconditionally committed to getting you from here to there, the new heavens and the new earth.
所以话，当我哋领日圣餐嘅时候，神其实同我哋说话就话，我系神话，我系会完全嘅系将我自己系包到俾你哋，我哋会带你去领到将来有呢个嘅大嘅筵席。
And what we're doing now is a prelude to the main course, which is yet to come.
我哋今天所立嘅圣餐就系只系一个嘅摆设，系只系会被指导话我哋将来有一个大大嘅筵席。
Now, Tim Keller'sSermon on this text, he uses an illustration from The Lord of the Rings.
Tim Keller 牧师他当他讲到这个经文的时候，他用到魔戒这个书的电影去讲解。
I have some pictures for you from the movie version of it. The books, there are books and movie versions.
咁咧，当你睇一电视嘅时候，你睇到就话，呢就系当时魔戒嘅电影。
On the far right-hand corner, you see Pippin. Pippin is a hobbit of the Shire. He's in this city, a Gondor.
就话，当你睇到右上角嗰个男仔，就系当时嗰个地方阿 Pippin， 佢系当时哈比人嘅，系一个哈比人。
And as you can tell from the picture, you know, he's also in the bottom right-hand corner picture too, the small little dwarf. He is one of the youngest, closest friends of the protagonist of the storyline, Frodo Baggins.
咁啊，当我睇下我哋嘅左下角有一张相，就系中间嗰个咧就个主角阿 Frodo。咁佢右手边嗰个就系阿 Pippin， 系佢好好嘅朋友。
And you know, Frodo is the hero or the main protagonist because he inherits the ring, the one ring, from his uncle Bilbo.
Frodo 咧就系中间个男仔咧，就佢系喺个边当中嘅主角，就去承受咗佢个阿叔嘅一个戒指。
And that powerful magic ring, when one wears it, grants you invisibility.
但呢个魔术嘅戒指咧，能够俾到佢能力。佢能力就话可以去隐形。
But you see in that right-hand corner, lower right-hand corner, of course it's not the exact scene there, but Pippin and the good wizard Gandalf are besieged in a city. They're trapped. They're being trapped there by the witch king.
而當時咧，睇下右下角嗰幅相咧，就講嘅是當時佢哋係阿 Pippin 同埋阿嗰個嘅巫師阿 Gandalf， 佢哋咧當時喺個城入邊咧已經被到當時嘅敵人去圍攻。
The Witch King is on your left there, and he's riding this drake or dragon-like creature.
啊，佢哋當時係被到嘅圍攻，就俾到嗰啲嘅壞人，就好似上面咁樣去騎住一啲嘅動物，佢已經準備嚟攻擊嗰個城市。
The Witch King is one of the grueling enemy figures that are in the Dark Lord Sauron's fold.
而當時嘅睇到話嗰啲嘅黑武士就係當時嗰個佢哋嘅敵人，佢哋就係咁樣嚟到攻擊當時嘅城市。
So as the Dark Lord Sauron's army is invading the city of Gondor, Pippin.And as you can see there, Gandalf are trapped. They're trapped by this wicked king. They're ready to die. They're going to die.
So, 当时个情况就系喺右下角个情况就话，佢哋其实就话睇住个城，向出边睇到就系话，佢哋已经俾到呢个嘅黑武士佢哋去围攻，佢哋会准备，佢哋可能会系死，佢哋俾人哋宰杀。
At the last minute, they hear a horn, a distant horn. It's the horn of Rohan.
但是就是最后的时候，当他们去打的时候，他们最后是听到一个 Rohan 他们的同盟的号角声。
That horn that he hears is a signal that these allied knights from the neighboring armies are here to rescue them.
他所听到的号角声就是他们的同盟，他们其他的国家来帮手去拯救他们。
They're ready to ride in.To defeat the Dark Lord Sauron's army.
当时这班的同盟，他们的朋友就来到 响起个号角声嚟冲落嚟去打呢班嘅敌人。
But they will ride and fight, and some of those knights will die.
好多嘅当时嘅兵队嘅军人，佢哋冲落嚟去帮手去打嘅敌人，好多都系战死。
They will gain victory. They will siege. They will get back the city of Gondor, but many will die.
佢哋牺牲佢哋嘅生命去冲落嚟去。去殺死呢個敵人，去拯救當時嘅城市。
And in the book version of Lord of the Rings, it's not in the movie. We're told that in the rest of his life,
但係喺
Pippin
冇講到。
When he hears a horn from the distance, a physical and audible sound, a horn, he breaks into tears.
在电影里面当中他没有讲到，但是其实在书里面讲的就是说，当阿 Pippin 每一次去听到这个号角声的时候，他不可以说不再喊。
Because that physical, audible sound, the horn, reminds him of his rescue, his salvation.
因为每一次他听到这个号角声的时候，让他记得就是说他怎样去得到拯救，怎样那些人去牺牲他自己，去拯救这个城市，拯救他自己。
Takes him to the rescue of the past.
就说当他听到这个号角声的时候，让到他记得以前的拯救。
He remembers the sacrifice of all those knights of the neighboring armies who came to rescue him.
所以每一次他听到个号角声的时候，让他就记得啲戰士點樣去犧牲佢自己嘅生命去拯救當時個甘道當時嘅城市。
No matter how grumpy he was, he couldn't stay grumpy when he heard the horn.
所以無論當時Pippin 佢幾咁嘅發脾氣嘅時候，當佢每一次聽到呢個號角聲嘅時候，佢平靜嘅心情。
Why? Because it reminded him.Every single moment of his life from now on is a gift of grace.
佢話點解咧？佢會咁樣改變咧？因為佢記得就話每一次佢聽到個號角聲嘅時候，讓佢就記得就話佢來日後嘅生命係因住一個恩典。
That's the Lord's Supper. It's like a distant horn. It reminds you of the rescue, the salvation that the Lord.Has gotten for you.
而聖餐亦都好似呢個個號角一樣，每一次我領嘅聖餐時候，都係一個號角嘅聲音，係話俾我哋知，係更要我緊記呢個係一個嘅拯救。
See, the horn is something you hear. It's tangible. It's physical.
一個號角係我哋聽到嘅，係有形嘅。
Just like the Lord's Supper, it's something you taste. It's something you see.
就好似我哋领日圣餐一样，系我哋可以去食到嘅，我哋可以去饮到嘅，睇到嘅。
And it will connect you to your salvation and the one who sacrificed and died, the Lord Jesus, to save you.
就话呢个饼同埋呢个杯，让我哋去将我哋去连结，去谨记耶稣基督嘅牺牲，佢嘅拯救。
And as you understand the gospel.More and more, it will change your life.
而我哋更加去认识呢个圣经嘅时候，更加嘅当我领嘅圣餐嘅时候，会改变我哋嘅生命。
It will infuse your present with the knowledge that every single second that you live from now on is an act of grace.
用我哋记得就话，我哋所每个分、每一分、每一秒嘅，都系因着神嘅恩典。
Remember what Jesus did for you. Take, eat.This is my body.
所以我哋要记得就话耶稣基督为到我哋所做嘅一切，我哋领呢个饼，喝呢个杯。
Joyfully, freely, as you abandon your sin.
让我哋都系能够系去开心快乐嘅嚟到去领一圣餐，而去摆低战胜呢啲嘅我嘅犯罪。
Examine yourself, confess your sin.Sins of commission, omission, sins of imagination, sins of desire, sins of words and deed.
所以我哋要我自己去省察，我哋省察我哋内心入边，我哋人入边有咩嘅罪，系咪我哋所做嘅有咩罪，系咪我哋有啲我哋冇做嘅嘢应该要做嘅嘅罪，系咪我哋所思想入边当中嘅犯罪，系咪我哋所言语当中佢所讲嘅罪。
If you've offended the Lord or others, go and repent.
所以若然我哋有得罪人嘅时候，我哋去应该去求神去宽恕，我哋要悔改。咁样先之后，若然你咁样做嘅时候，先至去嚟要领一圣餐。
Because Jesus' death secures for us our enjoyment of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督嘅死就系俾我哋喺灵入边当中得到一个喜乐。
Gives us all of our hope for the new heavens.And a new earth.
耶稣基督的牺牲俾我哋有一个新天新地的盼望。
All of our prospects for endless living in a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
就耶稣基督的死，佢战胜咗，俾我哋有一个新天新地。
That's all won for you, secured by Jesus' death.
我哋能够得到系因为耶稣基督的牺牲，佢嘅死。
Remember the Lord and what He has done for you.
So we need to remember that the Lord has done for us.
That's why verse 26 says, "You proclaim the Lord's death till He comes."
So it says, "When we take the Lord's Supper, we need to proclaim the Lord's death till He comes."
Heralding the gospel in this way not only builds up Christians. You know what it does? It evangelizes.Non-Christians, including our unregenerate children.
我哋去领一圣餐嘅时候，我哋宣称神嘅牺牲。我哋所讲嘅说话时候，唔单止系帮助我哋作为基督徒嘅生命，亦都系能够即系其实系将个福音去带到未相信主嘅人。
The Lord's Supper evangelizes people not by magically converting them, but by emphasizing that they need Jesus. They need to be converted just.Like us,
聖餐我哋去同人哋去講解嘅時候，唔係話有咩特別嘅能力可以突然間令到一個人去改變相信，而係嘅去希望就係話，當我哋去講解嘅時候，希望人能夠明白。
Did you know that the New Testament Church was interested in having non-Christians present at all kinds of meetings?
大家知唔知其實喺新約嘅時候，教會入邊當中，有好多唔同嘅聚會都係有呢個嘅非基督徒。
That they were present also at the Lord's Supper.
非基督徒喺当时新约嘅教会时间，佢都一齐去睇呢个圣餐。
This doesn't mean that they participated, but the Lord's Supper can and ought to function evangelistically.
唔系话佢哋当时未相信嘅人去领呢个圣餐，而系话当佢哋能够系够睇到当时嘅圣餐系点样去攞嘅时候，让佢哋能够去明白呢个福音。
So.
點解能夠點樣去做到呢
？Well, the minister presiding over communion can say this: If this is the first time you're visiting to our church, you're going to find what we do right now a little strange.
啊，當去領呢個聖餐嘅時候，個牧者可能可以去咁講就話：，若然你係第一次嚟到教會當中嘅時候，你去睇到呢個聖餐好似些少奇怪。
Oh, let me simply explain it to you.
就让我去解释俾你知。
We're actually all going to take a little bit of bread and eat it together, and we're going to take a little bit of wine and drink it together.
就话我哋一齐会领呢个饼一齐去食，而之后我哋有呢个杯有呢个酒，我哋一齐去饮。
The reason we do it simply is because Jesus tells us to.
我哋咁去做，因为耶稣基督叫我哋咁做。
Now he didn't tell us.This because of a bit of magic.
佢冇同我哋讲话，咁去做，因为系一啲嘅特别嘅，好似魔术嘅能力。
He didn't tell us because it's a kind of medicine of eternality that some of the late church fathers said.
我哋一齐领呢个饼呢个杯，唔系话特别有咩特别嘅能力。
No, it's because we recognize it is fundamentally important to look back again and remember.Jesus' death.
我哋一齐领一饼、一杯， 而反而是去谨记去明白就是因为耶稣基督他的死。
And then he can explain the gospel.
而之后我们就更加可以继续的去讲解这个福音。
Say now, if you're not a Christian, you know, don't partake until you actually have faith.
所以当你未相信神的时候请你等待直至到你相信神你才去领圣餐。
But observe, watch Christians as they partake of these elements.
但若然你未相信的时候你可以去看这些基督徒去怎样领圣餐。
Not because those Christians are any better than you.
这些基督徒去领圣餐不是说这些基督徒他是特别的好。
It's because they know they've been forgiven by this risen Christ who gave his life on their behalf.
但他们这班基督徒是他们相信他们的不足他们相信就是神已经为到他的罪而去死。
And they remember and they repent, they turn from their sinful ways and back to the Lord.
他们是明白他们自己是罪人他们需要神的宽恕他们得到宽恕他们归向回给神。
As you watch, you'll hear echoes and see echoes of the gospel of God, the good news of God's rescue redemption plan.
当你去看的时候你就会看到就是看到和听到就是这个神的福音神的拯救。
That's what the Apostle Paul means when he says whenever you eat this,bread and drink this cup, you proclaim, it says, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
所以说当我们每一次领圣餐的时候圣经都讲到说你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是要表明主的死直等到他来。
So, whenever you eat this bread, drink this cup, we do it together. And it's not necessarily when we do itto point us to the ultimate future that we have with Jesus.
当我们领饼入杯的时候是表明了主耶稣为我们去死。
In other words, we get a glimpse, a little sliver of the feast of feasts that I had mentioned earlier.
也都给我们看就是我们将来的新天新地我们将来刚才所讲的去望着日后的一个大的筵席。
Apostle Paul teaches us in Romans 8:1 that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
保罗在个罗马书八章一节讲到就话，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
You give yourself to Jesus Christ, all punishment for your sins, past, present, and future, have fallen on Christ.
若然你是将你自己交俾耶稣基督的时候，你过去、现在、将来的罪。已经神耶稣基督已经是落在他身上。
You're no longer punished for your sins.
你不会再被这些罪去受到审判。
However, the normal nastiness of life, the normal troubles, the normal sufferings we all share as human beings with everyone else in the world, of course, are still amongst us.
当然的我们平时我们当中生命当中有的麻烦当中有的痛苦我仍然的都会有那些事在我们生命当中发生。
God may bring some of that into the path of your life in a particular vivid way to wake you up spiritually.
我们当中虽然我们已经是相信神的时候我们仍然都可能会有一个痛苦我仍然都有一个麻烦神就用这些方法让我们在神里面当中去归向于祂。
You might do that in an expanded way to wake up a church which is slacking and slumbering in a Christian life.
神可能会用这个方法去鞭策教会当中的人的生命。
Not glorifying and honoring God by doing the things you're doing. So, God needs to shake you.
我们可能没去荣耀神，我们没去荣耀神，神就可能用这个方法就让我们去审查。
In other words, you may believe you're a sinner saved by grace, but you're not really living as if you're living by grace.
所以我们说，当我们说我们是相信我们 我哋係一個罪人，我哋相信我哋係得到神嘅恩典，但我哋有冇真係活出呢個嘅說法咧？
Living by God's grace affects how you relate to one another。
我哋話係因著恩典而去過活嘅，係影響到我哋點樣去過住我哋嘅生命。
Living by God's grace leads to unity and
靠著神嘅恩典係俾到我哋能夠有一個嘅團結。
If you truly understand you're a sinner saved by God's grace, you won't or can't harbor a grudge against someone.
若然你真係靠著神嘅恩典而係得救嘅時候，你唔會話再向別人覺得人哋好討厭。
You can't be so mad at that person or persons that you're hoping bad things happen to them.
你唔會再憎恨其他人，憎恨到個程度就話希望有啲壞事會喺佢嘅身上發生。
Be mad at them, but God's grace softens your heart.
你可能会有一个嘅愤怒、憎恨，但系神嘅恩典系应该会软化你嘅眼嘅心。
Begin to realize that you too, in some area of life, maybe not the same area as that person that offended you, you too are a big sinner.
让我哋真系去睇就话系神嘅我哋可能。別人都是好像很憎恨，別人都好像一個很大的罪人，但其實看回我們自己都是一樣，但神已經是饒恕我們。
If you're holding a grudge, if you're bitter, if you're holding on to some type of sinful behavior, then it's dangerous to come to the table.
所以若然你是内心里面还是有抱住这个憎恨的时候，当我们领受圣餐是很危险。
Not remembering properly what the Lord has done for you.
因为若然你敢抱住这个态度来的时候，你没有好好记得你应该有的态度来领受圣餐。
Your mind make a commitment to reconcile and ask for God's forgiveness.Get the grace that you need to go out and do that.
我们需要神的恩典 去向别人都是一个宽恕，我们才能够有这个心，能够有正确的态度去领受圣餐。
You say to yourself, no, I'm not prepared to do that, then wait and don't participate in the Lord's Supper.
所以若然你仍然的不能够去宽恕别人，你仍然的向着别人有一个憎恨，虽然你是基督徒，我希望你都不要去领一个圣餐，直至到你能够向着别人有宽恕。
Our ultimate goal is not to meet as a church around the Lord's table and remember his death, though that's important.
我要记得就是说，我们一班基督徒，我来到的时候去领一个圣餐，不是只是去谨记耶稣基督的死。
Our ultimate goal is on account of his death to meet the risen Christ.Himself and to look forward to meeting him in the new heavens and the new earth.
我们最终的目的就是说，因着神的，因着耶稣基督的死，我们才能够去，能够去面对着这个神他的复活，他给我们一个新天新地，用我们望着将来，我们能够再一次的同神有一个的大筵席。
Simple sacramentis looking forward to the Feast of Feasts, the ultimate supper of the risen Christ.
我们要去望前去看，就说我们终有一日我们能够跟神有这个在大筵，有这个新天新地当中有一个大筵席。
You will be there if you've trusted in the person and work of Christ.
若然你是相信主耶稣基督 的工作，你都能够去得到这个生命。
Jesus has lived the perfect righteous life that you've trusted in, that you ought to have lived yourself.
我们要相信，就是耶稣基督，他过着一个无罪的生命，是应该我们要过的生命。
Died in your place to pay your sin penalty.
但是他为着我们的罪，而是钉在十字架上死。
Trust in him.And follow him.
我哋靠着信心嘅去相信佢，我哋要去跟随佢。
And then participation in this Lord's Supper is an anticipation that you will eat with him in the feast of feast on that last day.
就话我哋终有一日嘅，我哋同佢一齐坐席。
May that encourage you today to live and bring honor to him.
我哋希望今天嘅早上嘅经文能够去鼓励你去活着，为着基督。
Father, as we transition to a hymn and the Lord's Supper, may your blessing be upon us as we partake of the elements.
求主的让我们去有领一个圣餐当中，求主的是去祝福。
Take this sacrament seriously, examining ourselves and repenting and believing in the Lord Jesus.
让我们好好的省察我们自己的内心去领一个饼。
We ask for your help. In Jesus' name, amen.
求主你帮助，我咁祈祷，奉耶稣名字祈求。